Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big development at our Half Street Studios. About a half hour ago, I told Danny we had bad news. Cava opened down the street today, my favorite restaurant where I eat all my lunches and dinners. But we weren't able to go because they have a soft opening for a couple hours during our show.
Yeah, we're on the radio.
They just sent us Cava bowls. Most impressive thing about that is that they still had our orders, I guess, from a couple of months ago when they catered our lunch here for the Kirk Cousins special. And they sent us
in the summertime
our exact favorite Cava orders. Thank you, Cava.
What kind people?
Just good friends. Just good pals who make delicious, wonderful, excellent meals for people to enjoy.
I'm just so glad you invented them. I'm so glad you came up
without
with the idea.
Without me, where is Cava right now? That is the big question.
Highly successful.
Nobody knows the answer. But I'm very glad that we have linked up. You can listen to Grant and Danny and all the shows here on The Fan, including Chad Dukes versus the World and The Sports Junkies, any day, anytime, anywhere, by downloading the all-new Radio.com app and taking the show on the road with you. The Redskins beat the Cowboys if the Redskins lose to the Cowboys if. A couple of you guys have chimed in on this and are on hold. Dial us up. We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Let's start with how the Redskins beat the Cowboys, Danny. If at the end of that 425 kick on Sunday, Washington's got more points, what's the script going to have read?
They win a shootout. They finally do the thing. Instead of the nice yardage and some of the nice offensive numbers that tell you the time of possession is good, they don't go three and out, and they move the football, average drive length. You put the ball in the end zone a bunch. You got to get north of 30 points in this game. Your defense is too banged up. I know your offense is banged up too, by the way. But it involves outside receivers making plays. Where the Cowboys are vulnerable, I heard Chris Russell say he thinks running the football. I think you can do that some to this Dallas Cowboys team. But what I think their bread is buttered is that defensive line, specifically DeMarcus Lawrence, I think is excellent. Had almost 10 sacks this year through seven games. To me, this is about exposing their cornerbacks. To me, it's about a young secondary you can take advantage of. To me, this is a, and it's not fair, by the way, to ask this, but this is a, hey, Kirk, sorry, man, this isn't fair. We don't have a complete team right now. You got to be great. 400 yards, three touchdowns, maybe one scrambling, catch and run, ball delivered on time. You've got to be a superstar here because we're probably without Spencer Long. Our offensive line is beat to shreds. Win a shootout. They haven't this year. They've been consistent, scoring around 20, 27 points. You need north of 30 in this game. I'm talking four offensive touchdowns. You can't come up empty in the end zone.
I actually absolutely think they got to win the game on offense as well because there is no confidence right now for me in this defense as banged up as it is. More importantly, in this matchup against the Cowboys. And right. That says more about Dallas and how I feel about Elliott and Prescott and what they've got going on with three 30-point games in a row. They average the most yards in the league. They're the number one offense in the sport by way of pretty much any metric over the last 3 weeks in the league. That said, I think that the way the Redskins beat the Cowboys, and my answer to the question we're posing to you at 800-636-1067, they win if blank and fill in that blank. The Redskins beat the Cowboys if they run the ball a ton and successfully on Sunday. And that is not just your cliched, you got to go run the ball to win the game commentary. This is based on the matchup. 24th. Chris Russell mentioned this during the blitz. I saw this last night in rushing yards per play. Danny, they're the number 12 defense in the league. They're number 5 against the pass. They don't do some things well. As an example, only two teams pick off fewer passes per attempt than the Cowboys do in the entire NFL. They're not that opportunistic on the back end, or at least haven't been to this point. They don't jump passing lanes. They're not necessarily scary by way of design on the back end. But they get to the quarterback way more than you thought they were going to.
Yeah.
You mentioned Tank Lawrence. They're 7th in sacks per pass attempt. With your offensive line as banged up as it is, Trent Williams shouldn't be on the field as probably your second or third healthiest offensive lineman come game time because he just plays through pain all the time, he and Morgan Moses. Is Sheriff going to play? Is Moses going to go? Is Williams going to go? Spencer Long, probably not going to play. It sounds like he's the longest shot of everybody. We have no idea. But you can't just drop back and try to throw it down in and down out behind TJ Clemmings and behind Chase Roullier. I'm sure he's fun at family reunions, and he's performed hilarious. Admirably. But I'm not doing that. I'm running the football. I'm staying balanced. I am trying to hit this team in its underbelly, which that is where they have struggled this year. And the teams that have succeeded, Denver as an example, have run the ball, have had balance, have set up play action, and killed them with the play action game in the middle of the field. That's the Redskins' design with Kirk Cousins. You're going to be able to hit Vernon Davis and Jordan Reed and Jamison Crowder, and maybe, just maybe, I know this sounds crazy, Josh Doctson or Terrell Pryor on those 15-yard in-breaking dig routes after play action if you're running the ball successfully as I think they're going to. This is where I give the Redskins a chance in this game. I'm going to pick Dallas, Danny, because the Redskins are way too injured. However, even with their lack of health, I think they'll be able to run it. And if they can, they are going to play a very close game and may steal this thing. I think this defense can be had, but it's going to have to be a shootout because Dallas is scoring a minimum of 27 to 30 points in this game.
That's where they've been all year.
So if you're going to win, and this is the same thing we said last week, and they just weren't able to do it, you're going to have to score in the 30s. That's how you're going to beat the Cowboys. But for me, it's about the ground game. And if I was adding one more thing, I would throw in there, you got to get a big play touchdown. That could be on defense. That could be on special teams where Jamison Crowder owes you. No, I don't think a team anywhere in the league has returned a kickoff this year. I think those days are over.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a block punt, anything like that. Or, get this, just a long pass, a big play where one of these Vernon Davis catch and runs where he's bobbing and weaving through traffic like a coop, where he actually takes it over the goal line, or maybe it's Pryor from 56 yards out, or maybe it's Doctson catch and run. I am predicting in the next, I'm going to say in the next 2 weeks, I don't know if it's this week or next week, Josh Doctson's going to go for 100 yards. That is going to happen for the first time in his career. Maybe this is the week where he scores on a 55 or so yard pass and he gets over a bill. But they've got to score in the 30s to win.
To me, the difference is, I would love your recipe. I just don't think the Redskins have it in them. I don't think the Redskins can run the ball against anybody.
They've done it a few times this year against defenses that allow you to.
The Rams game, I think we'll look back and we'll figure out that's more and more of an anomaly. The way it was last year, they had a couple huge rushing total games where they were awesome and it made their average look respectable. You've got one game this year where their running backs have averaged 4 yards a pop. That was that Rams game. Since then and before then, they've been poor. And you've seen the results. You've seen the second and tens. I would love to be able to run the ball. I just want to do things that are effective. I'm basically abandoning hope, all ye who enter at this point, and saying, we're going to play a quarterback shootout game, see if you can match us. It ain't fair, and it's not a great recipe. But I don't think there's a great recipe available to them with all the injuries and how Dallas is playing.
Injury update from the practice field from our beat reporter, Craig Hoffman, who's going to join us in 35 minutes. Center Spencer Long, left tackle Trent Williams, right guard Brandon Scherff, all not participants at the start of practice today. Long and Williams specifically aren't even in uniform. They're hanging out with Bill Callahan. Morgan Moses and Ty Nsekhe are half practicing during a stretch right now. And then Brandon Scherff is off to the side on a field working by himself on some stability and range of motion drills. So everybody else, at least for the start of stretching and the beginning of practice, looks like they're going to give it a go during Indo. But that is 4/5 of your offensive line still in some capacity. 800-636-1067. Your calls are next. That's how we think the Redskins can beat the Cowboys. We'll tell you how they will lose this game, what will lead to them suffering a setback, and we'll take your calls in moments. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.